Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to episode 3 of season 5.
Is it episode 3?
Yeah.
How
Time travels really fast.
Time flies is the phrase. I've never heard anyone use the phrase time travel just for normal time.
Rather than going back in time or forward.
Because you're always travelling in time, aren't you?
Well, anyway, I didn't. You went to Speaker's Corner with Trevor.
Yeah, well, we did because in advance of you coming back, we decided to squeeze a few tasks in. We've done a few things just not babysitting Trevor related. We're actually just friends nowadays. Yeah. But Trevor said he always wanted to go to Speaker's Corner, and I've never been to Speaker's Corner. Have you?
I've never been. I don't quite know what it is. I'm looking forward to hearing
the explanation. Do you know what? I definitely had a wrong idea of what it was, right. And I was really surprised. We had a very fun afternoon.
Lovely. And then Trev's written a poem about it.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear that.
I'm excited to hear, because I don't really know what it is, and I reckon a lot of our listeners don't. Especially people not from
London. It's one of the famous old sort of English institutions, but I think you should... Well, you'll learn. We had a fun time.
Okay, cool. Let's find out now.
Let's hear from Trev.
Trevor!
Hello. How's it going?
How are you?
I'm all right.
You've got a coat on indoors.
Yeah, I can't be fucked hanging off. Don't have the energy.
It's fair enough.
I thought you were going to say it's cold. But no, it's actual
lazy. I should take it off. I did think about it. I can't be bothered.
What's your temperature like currently?
Quite hot.
Take it off, mate?
Is the laziness outweighing the heat?
I'm trapped in the sound booth now. I can't do it.
But we might talk for like up to an hour. You might struggle. We could make the call now to have a 10-second amnesty.
Oh, no, that's all right. I can take it.
Yeah,
if it gets unbearable, I can just freak out
and take it off. Okay.
Yeah. If it gets unbearable.
If it gets to the point where I might die from heat stroke, I'll take it off.
I was running late today. Two trains got cancelled, and I thought I'd be a bit worried. But then you showed up late as well. So
you were first here in the end?
Yeah, I was first here. I thought trains, they'll just cancel it for no apparent reason. Yeah. It's fucking bullshit. Yeah.
It'd be nice to get an explanation why.
Oh, there was a light problem. Yeah, usual shit. I mean, yeah, just fucking light. And I think it's just incompetence. I use the light as some kind of excuse, you know.
Yeah.
They probably like fell asleep or something. And
yeah, they're never going to tell you the real reason. If I've told you, I was once on a train that broke down for ages.
Yeah.
And I was at the back of the train, and they were like, so we're going to go investigate what the problem is. And I saw a bloke walk, and he brought a mechanic with him, and the only thing the guy had in his hands was an Allen key. That was literally the only thing I was in your head, you're like, surely you need more than an Allen key. It's not like you're adjusting the saddle height of a bicycle.
But anyway, the trains are, you know, they're very unreliable here, aren't they, generally?
They're not good.
Yeah, I mean.
But in Australia, you don't really have trains, do you?
We do have trains.
They're very city-centric. And you get a couple of what's that cross-country one that goes from, is it Adelaide to...
The Garn.
Darwin or something?
Yeah, the Garn.
I've heard that's like a two-day jobby, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a five-star train. You get like a chef on there, like, top class. Michelin, is it? A Michelin chef.
Yeah.
And, big windows. And a sleeper, and apparently very good.
Big window.
So like a kid explained the train. There's someone that provides food and has big windows. Yes, for
big
two
windows.
And you go, it's like a five-star restaurant.
How small are the windows on trains normally? They're pretty...
It depends on the size of the carriage, I suppose. But these are like bay windows, are they? Like big windows.
Yeah.
You can look out.
Okay, lovely.
And see fuck all.
That's what I mean. You're going across the country. You're going through the most barren part of...
Yeah, the dead heart of Australia, that's what you're going through.
So does it stop at Alice Springs?
I think it does, actually. Yeah, it goes right, more or less straight up from Adelaide.
Would you ever, have you ever been on it? Are you never been
I'd like to go on it, but I'm not sure of the food. I mean, the train might pass graveyards and that put me off eating. Yeah. So,
how many graveyards are there in the outback?
Oh, yeah, you get plenty of graveyards on the side of the fucking track, you know, a bit like here. So, but other than that, that's just a silly. I mean, I've done long trips in Australia on a train, like from Adelaide to Canberra, about 20 hours.
Wow. How do you keep yourself interested for 20 hours on a lot of lists in your head?
Yeah. I mean, I couldn't fucking tolerate it, really. I just did it once. But the.
At least you can walk around on a train. That's what I always say.
Yeah. I've done buses. I've done buses like 24 hours on a bus.
What are you doing? Where in Australia? 24
hours? Yeah, there's no entertainment. Back then, there was no entertainment. Just
you
like
wouldn't
stereo.
Use the entertainment anyway, though.
This is before I went through the category thing. You know,
before you'd even come up with your own entertainment.
Yeah, when I was counting fruit.
So, was there a period of time when you did use entertainment systems if they were available?
Would I use?
No, yeah, because you said that's before you started making your lists.
Yeah.
Was there a period of time pre-lists, but post-entertainment being introduced that you actually did use it?
No, there was never any entertainment on the trains I went. The trains I went on from Adelaide to Canberra, 20 hours, no entertainment whatsoever.
Right.
And I couldn't be fucking reading, you know what I mean? And then I just sort of sat
there.
Well,
you said you stopped reading books about 30 years ago.
Yeah, I did.
You sort of finished them.
You did it all in two years.
Yeah, I did. I had a binge of fucking reading and then I gave up after that. So.
We had a little email exchange last night about a book.
Yes.
That I said I'm going to buy. And you went, yeah, it sounds really interesting. But then I was like, you're definitely not going to read it, though.
Well, I might read it. It depends where I prefer. I can't read secondhand books because I don't know where they've been. Some filthy fucker's fingers all over them.
We'll buy a new book.
Yeah, I'd buy a new one, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, you've never done it.
Yeah, and read it with fucking gloves on or something, but it has to be.
Why don't you get an Amazon Kindle?
That's not happening.
Oh, we can read a digital version
of it. That's not
going
to happen, mate.
We could buy you one, but I feel like it was.
Do you know what?
Bought my mum an iPad.
I'll
never
touched it. I'll give
Kindle a go. Audiobook.
Yeah, yes, an audiobook's ideal. But back, when I was a young bloke, there was like no entertainment whatsoever. It was like no. And this is before my category, canning fruit.
Will you chat to the neighbour?
I don't really. I just don't like talking. When I'm on the train, I generally just fucking sit there. I might, if someone strikes up a conversation, that's a different thing. Then I fucking chat. Yeah. But they don't.
You just don't like to open the. You like to be invited in. You don't like
to
initiate.
Yeah. I mean, I'll sit
to do the work.
Yeah, I'll sit there. And if someone, instigates something, okay, fucking, it's on. You know what I mean? I fucking talk.
It's on. It's on. But, to talk about men's rights.
But otherwise, you don't want to fucking break the ice and he turns out to be a fuckwit, then you're stuck with him for 20 hours.
I do agree with you. There is that
number of times.
Issue when you start early doors. On a journey.
You've got to feel them out for a bit. See what they're up to. See what they're eating. That's always a good one, isn't it?
Check what they're
eating. Watch what snacks they've got.
Check what they're watching is a big one.
Oh, definitely.
I was talking to a bloke. He struck up a conversation with me. Very friendly chap, you know what I mean? And then anyway, we're about 10 minutes in. He's quite nice. He says, I've got to be home soon. I've got to... I'm watching Lotto tonight because I'm going to win it. Fucking hell. I said, that's very confident. But how do you know you're going to win it? He said, God told me yesterday.
Oh, here we go.
Straight away, schizophrenic.
Yeah.
I fucking attract them like flies. Fucking schizophrenic. And I couldn't really go. I didn't want to be rude to him. He's like mentally ill. I didn't want to, I can't be rude to a mentally ill person. I can't say, mate, you fucked it. Leave me alone. I just can't.
Not to their face, but post. You can after.
Well, I'm thinking you can on the podcast several years later. Yeah.
I'm thinking that, but I just try and be friendly. And,
How do you know he's schizophrenic? Was he just religious?
Who's the one?
Could he not have just been religious rather than schizophrenic?
No, this delusion that God had told him. Straight away, a lot of schizophrenics are religious. My mate Joey, he was like a Jehovah's Witness plus schizophrenic, so he had absolutely nothing going for himself. But the and we get these long...
I don't like to speak ill of mentally ill people.
Classic Trevor hypocritical statement.
And then he smoked a lot and he had was very obese and he had brown fingers from cigarettes, nicotine. And absolute fucking mess.
Yeah.
So this other bloke, he says this after 10 minutes into how long was the journey?
Oh, the journey was about 35 minutes.
Oh,
not that bad, you know what I mean?
Not that bad at all, really.
You know what
it?
I mean? But I was glad when I got off. I left when my stop came up, it took about 3 steps to get to the fucking door of the carriage.
Did you wish him good luck in the lottery? Imagine he won the lottery, though.
Yeah, right.
Would that change your opinion on
No,
God?
I just think he got lucky or something. Yeah. Wouldn't, nothing, philosophical.
Here's a weird question I just thought of as we speak to you and know you more. If you meet someone and you spark up a conversation, you guys get on, and they go, cool, how do we keep in contact? You don't have, you probably don't know your phone number, do you?
Well, if I like someone, I like to give them like contact details because I think, oh, they're quite nice.
Oh,
like,
yeah. So what
like the bloke at the gym, he's Irish.
Yeah.
Nice bloke. And he's going back to Ireland.
He's Irish, so that's all you need to know.
Yeah, and I thought, and he comes to Australia, he's going to Australia, and I thought, he's quite a nice, friendly bloke. I don't know what he's like, real. I don't know him that well.
You just know he's Irish.
Just know he's Irish, he's trained, he's in good shape. And I go, well, I don't want to never see him again.
Ticked every box he liked.
Yeah, that's right. I don't want to never see him again. I thought, oh, fuck it. I like to see people again. I don't say, well, he's out of my life for good.
Yeah.
So I give him my email address and wait and see what happens.
Add him to the list, mate. You can send him some of the creepy videos.
Send us bodybuilding videos, you'll like that.
Yeah, right. I haven't got his email, so I have to wait for him to send me.
So how long did you give him your email address?
Hey?
How long ago did you pass on your
email? This was last week.
Oh, okay.
Very friendly
chap. What's his name?
I don't know. Some Irish name. Owen, is it?
Owen. good mates then.
Yeah, fucking Owen or Jimmy or something.
Don't want to drift out of my life. What's his name?
Probably Paddy.
Yeah.
Probably Mick.
Yeah, Mick.
Mick.
No, wasn't Mick.
But seriously though, he's a really nice guy. I hope I get to see him again.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
I'm very bad on names. I'm very, very bad on names. I just don't remember anyone's name at all.
Yeah. And that is a good excuse that people have who just are lazy and don't remember people's names. Sort of by choice.
I'm quite good on faces.
Yeah.
And but you know.
What's his face like, the Irish guy?
What was his face like?
Yeah, was it like?
Young, quite attractive. In non-sexual ways from my perspective, but he's a handsome young man, I'd say. Very handsome.
Okay.
And quite charming. Yeah, that Irish charm. Yeah, that little thing in their accent. Is it a lilt or a tilt or some thing?
Yeah,
a lilt. A lilt.
Yeah,
a lilt.
Tropical lilt.
A musical lilt.
Lilt, I'd say lilt.
It's quite nice to talk to you. I'll give you a musical. Like he's singing to you when he says, how you going? Oh, hello, Trevor. It's like a fucking song. It's like a fucking song. I like it. It's like very soothing and it's a very, just like a lovely rhythm.
They've got a nice charm to it. It's lovely.
So I hope to catch up with him again and, who knows what will eventuate. Probably a serial killer.
Probably God told me to email you.
Yeah, but
But let's find out how you did a speaker's corner.
The irony. Yeah, of calling somebody a name we're all in fuck
yeah,
with.
Yeah, but they started, didn't they?
So, Trev, speaker's corner.
Yeah.
How was it?
Well, I found it.
You'd never been before. It's my first time. Is it your first time?
I went about 30 years ago.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, and I couldn't quite remember what it was like. Eh?
Changed? Has it changed much?
It looked the same to me. It didn't look very historical. I thought it was just like you're in a fucking car park or something.
Well, yeah,
you
are. I mean, it is.
Where is it?
It's a walkway that's in the corner of Hyde Park.
Yeah.
So you come out of Marble Arch Station, you just walk into Hyde Park and it's right there. But there's no, like, there's no signs or anything.
It's just speakers.
Every Sunday from 11:30, just speakers. People come show up with their stepladders,
right? Yeah.
And they stand up and they just start talking and
they
buy for attention.
Collect money?
Yeah. No. So there's loads around. So basically, they just are just there hoping people will come and listen to them.
Yeah.
So they don't take it in turns or nothing. It's all going on at once.
What was the lineup?
The lineup, I found it very hard to listen to people because they don't talk very loud and there's no microphones and my hearing's not great. Unless you're right at the front, you can't fucking hear anything.
Right.
So I saw the Islamic bloke and I thought, well, it doesn't really interest me. Then there's another, some other Islamic bloke. I don't know, fucking went, you know what I mean? It's like being in Mecca or something. So so I thought, I need to fucking...
but one of them was a Nation of Islam.
A Nation.
One of them was an Islamic imam. So two very different branches of the Islamic faith.
Because I live in an Islamic area in Sydney.
Yeah.
So I'm I'm used to having
Muslim. You're up to speed and all of that.
Even though you didn't know the thing I just told you about the different branches that were there.
Yeah, I mean, I've lived there for 25 years, so I've been surrounded by mainly Sunnis. You know what I mean? The Sunnis are... The Shia are probably less violent, but I've been...
That's probably good timing.
Yeah, good timing.
Are we recording? Mm. I've just returned from the door, which doorbell rang. I thought it was a delivery of a white tarpaulin, which I'm waiting for.
Aye.
Actually, it was a woman. I opened it and she said, is Martel there? I went, Martel? She goes, yeah. Does she live here? And I went, no, she lived here briefly. So basically, it's a friend who looked after the place when we were in Australia. I said, well, no, they haven't lived here for months. And she went, oh, I was just in town. I thought I'd look her up.
Just what turned up?
Just turned up at a house. That doesn't happen anymore, does it? That's normally
something Trev might do.
Yeah. You mentioned you didn't contact them first. You meant
no.
Just turned up.
I do that as like a surprise. Like give them a bit of a treat. I just fucking rock up on the door.
Where have you done that recently?
I'm just trying to think. I wanted to do it to Julia, like to fly from Australia back to England, but not tell her.
Right.
And just fucking come in the door.
How did it work?
I haven't done it, but I'd like to do it.
What stopped you doing it?
I think she might not be home, and I'd be trapped. You know what I mean? So,
that would really be a damper.
Yeah,
when you
do that. Away for the weekend or something.
Yeah, but you'd still be there when she came back.
Yeah, that's right.
That would
right.
still be the surprise yeah. still counts.
I do have a key. I could actually do it.
You do have a key.
I do have a key.
Yeah, you were pleasantly surprised by the fact.
I'd like to do it. I'm just going to, you know, like sneak up on her, like if she's like.
Just give her like you're coming back a week later than you actually are.
Yeah, that's right. I do sneak up on her sometimes in the house, like when she's having a bath. I just creep in and she doesn't know I'm there. Just scare the fuck out of her. It's a lot of fun.
Does she like it?
Hey?
Does she enjoy it?
No, she doesn't at all. I absolutely love it.
What you like to do is scare the shit out of
your wife. Yeah, I do like scaring people. Yeah, it's good.
No, I like it.
Do you like being scared?
I always found it really hilarious afterwards. Maybe not at the time, but I go, no, it's fucking hilarious.
Do you like horror films?
No, nothing scares me when I can envisage the cameraman.
We talked about that before, didn't we? I forgot that.
Yeah.
Scary or funny.
Yeah, very rare. I don't get scared during like horror movies and that shit. Yeah, where were we?
We were talking about Speaker's Corner. So you went there.
Yeah.
There was some Muslim Brotherhood. Nation of Islam.
Muslim Brotherhood.
What did you call it?
The Nation of Islam.
Yeah,
okay. Muslim Brotherhood, is that not like from Oz? Yeah. It's like some prison group. There was Nation of Islam, there was an Islamic cleric, there was a Christian in a cowboy hat.
Yeah.
How do you like him, Trev?
Well, he started off in a non-religious way, like a bit of an eccentric.
Started off as a cowboy.
Cowboy hat on a ladder, but he didn't have the Bible.
Right.
And then when he drew a bit of a crowd.
He was luring us in.
Yeah, that's right. Then he fucking pulled out the Bible, a bit like a fucking sick gun, didn't it? Just suddenly fucking out. You know what I mean?
And then he started quoting passages.
Yeah, quoting passages and carrying on like they do.
He was definitely the loudest out of everyone.
Yeah, he was.
So he had best.
And he had the tallest ladder as well.
Yeah, that's right.
He had the best. He's the best showman.
Most people show up with a two or three three set of like just short steps.
Right.
He showed up with like a five step ladder.
Yeah, so he was a showman. But I found there was this a group of blokes, two blokes actually, and they were talking about men's rights and feminism. That attracted me a bit more, so I went over there and had a bit of an verbal intercourse.
They had three-way intercourse with them.
Yeah, a bit
just
of a verbal intercourse.
To teach feminists a lesson. We don't even need you.
Yeah, that's right.
We're going to fuck each other in a park.
You know,
on a ladder.
Yeah, so I had a bit of a chat with them. It's quite a nice
chat. What do you mean a chat? When they're doing the talking, are you supposed to interject?
The heckling is sort of a... Mm. It is actually a thing there.
So is there some good heckles?
So there was, when we first... Once we'd seen the sort of religious people, there was a guy who was wrapped in a flag of Kekistan.
Yes, right.
And he was an idiot.
What's Kekistan?
It's like this fake, made-up country.
Oh, yeah.
That people who are... It's sort of... It's become known with the sort of the alt-right.
Right.
They've sort of created their own place. They want to be... Yeah.
Where is it?
I think it's fictitious.
In their
mind.
Fictitious. Yeah. We're with that in Australia, actually. Some kingdom like that.
Yeah. So he was wrapped in the flag, and he was having a debate with a guy who interjected. It was a young guy.
The young guy was like, "You're talking shit."
Yeah, and the young guy just pulled him up on something he said about Muslims. He said something about Muslims, and then the guy sort of just pulled him up on it and said, "But then he moved on to talking about freedom of speech, how you can't say anything." He goes, and the guy was like, "No, but I'm not saying you can't say anything. I'm saying what you said there, that line was just wrong. That's factually incorrect. I'm not saying you can't say that. I'm just saying you shouldn't say things that are factually incorrect."
Yeah.
And then the guy was like, "No, but I didn't say that." And he was like, "We all just heard you say you said this exact sentence," and he just wouldn't accept it. So he just he undermined himself so quickly that he was just, "Well, this guy's an idiot."
The crowd then just move off once he's made a fool of.
Within about 5 minutes, he was on his own. No one was listening to him, and he actually moved. He sort of took his step down and moved about 30 yards down.
Just sulked.
To see if he could just catch
stop,
another
get
wave.
Like, just go like, yeah, no one knows my
but then,
trip.
Yeah, but the men's rights guys, the moment I spotted them, I went, this is Trev.
They were saying how women had taken over and...
They were talking about misandry, which not many people know about. It's just like it's the opposite of misogyny, where, yeah, the women hate the men. So right. It's called misandry. So I nodded a few times, and he nodded back.
You started talking to him, and then you took over. And yes. You talked to him for about 15 minutes without letting him speak.
Yeah, yeah.
That's actually what happened.
He did that thing where the guy started the conversation.
Well,
I'll
give him some background to the gender studies movement. I was actually giving historical background to it, but he didn't know.
Right.
It was based on the...
did he look a piece?
It was based on the study of a bloke called John Money. Do you know the story of John Money?
He definitely didn't know who John Money was. Because I was there at that point when you said to him, like, do you know John Money? He did that thing of going... Yeah, I think I know John Money. Yeah, and you started talking about John Money. Yeah, and you could tell he was going,
Well, John Money was a gender expert at the time. And what happened, there was an opera.
It's a job title, isn't it?
Yeah, you're a girl and you're a guy. You've got a vagina.
And what John, there was two twins. There was a pair of twins. And one of them was going to be circumcised, and they botched the operation. They literally cut most of his cock off. I don't know if that happened.
That's a terrible story.
How bad are you?
Yeah. I don't know what the fuck happened, but they butchered this poor kid's cock. God. And then John Money, he convinced the doctors with the parents' permission to cut the whole fucking lot off. Cock balls a lot.
He's a gender expert.
He said, cut everything off.
Sounds like to get that job title. You just got to be a fucking weirdo.
He said, I'll bring the boy up as a girl.
Yeah.
As part of my gender studies. And he had a twin brother. So what he did, the other one had a cock and balls actually.
I just say, this whole thing sounds utter bollocks.
Yeah, but it isn't. No, it isn't. You can, it's not.
Tell me why it's not bollocks.
Because you can go on online, see the documentary about it. It's a documentary on John. Right. You can Google John Money now if you want. Okay. Sorry,
they're all 100% factual.
So what happened, there's these studies.
Producer Joel's Googling it.
What happened was there was a study with these twins. They were both boys. They were brought up as girls.
Yeah.
Was the other one brought up as a girl? Did they cut his dick off as well just to sort of...
No, one had make the other one feel balls less... cut off and the other one didn't.
So hang on. So,
but they were both brought up as girls?
Yes.
Okay.
Even though they're both boys. Okay. But, yeah, dresses and dolls and typical girls sort of thing. You know what I mean? So I think this bloke won a prize for this study thing. You know what I mean?
He
won a
fucking really prize. Used to win prizes, didn't it?
But what happened?
I just said cut the rest of his dick off.
But what happened was several years later, that these kids, when they got away from the study, went back to being basically boys, but they were fucked in the head by then. You know what I mean? And the study had affected them badly.
Yeah, I imagine that would affect you being raised.
Yeah.
A gender that you don't
some,
feel
who's
like
letting
you are.
Some That's weird right. geezer just raise their kids?
So, I know.
Well, what happened to them? I've seen the interview with the one that had his cock cut off. They interviewed him when he was like about 20. 18 or something.
The lack of tact in this story is horrendous.
Yeah, it is. But it's an horrendous fucking story. Anyway, he said what happened to him was he actually wanted to be a boy. He wanted to play football and fucking whatever, but he was like forced into this like box of being a girl with dolls and fucking doing whatever girls do. And they interviewed him, and a few months after the interview, he blew his fucking brains out with a shotgun. And the other one, the one who had his tackle cut off, he fucking killed himself as well. So he had two dead twins. And obviously the effect of the studies, probably, I think that's what caused it.
Yeah, I'd argue they should take John Money's trophy off him.
Yeah, that's right. They never did.
They wanted to speak out of turn.
Yeah, but they never did. And the gender studies that we see today is based on the study of John Money and the twin studies.
So you interrupted a guy, you're telling him some stuff about men's rights.
Literally. You spoke for longer than the bloke did, which is my favourite part.
But was there a crowd watching you?
He was still going when I left. Oh,
he had a small crowd.
Do you reckon? No, it's a small crowd, wasn't it?
I tell you, that in terms of numbers, who had the best audience, right? Cowboy hat Christian.
Yeah. Even when he was being very Christian.
Oh, mate, he had an absolute... Because he had the biggest ladder and he was loudest.
Did he get lots of debate?
He was getting bits of debate, but he was so... he was charismatic as well. He was really sort of like... He was playing the crowd. He was doing bits of banter and stuff.
Classic.
Absolutely.
Like a fun preacher.
Like, yeah.
He was like Wild Bill Hickok or something.
Yeah, he had that charm and he was like sort of funny... Yeah. But he was also very passionate. He had that preacher's sort of energy. Yeah. So he was absolutely killing it. He probably had, I reckon, 40 or 50 people around him.
Yeah.
Next up, I reckon the next most popular was probably Nation of Islam. When we first got there, they had loads of people. Yeah. But that sort of, they also had a crazy man shouting at them.
Yeah.
Like a proper...
What are they saying about Nation? What are they saying about...
I'd use Trev's diagnosis.
What are they saying about Nation of Islam?
Well, he wasn't actually really listening. He was just shouting at everyone, this guy. Right.
But the popular ones were the Nation of Islam had a microphone, well set up.
They had a podium. They brought a podium.
They had
podium.
Good production value.
Yeah, very professional value.
Any poets?
But the imam, he had a big crowd. He was having a bit of banter as well with everyone. Right. It was quite charming. It was quite funny because he was talking about sort of, you know, of Islam.
Yeah,
he was quite a traditional Islamic cleric as well. Like, he sort of, he wasn't sort of too modernist. And then a sort of, so some people, some guy kept trying to pitch in and sort of talk about how Islam doesn't work with a 21st century society, or and then a woman tried to ask a question, and the guy who was heckling talked over her, and the imam just went, "Why don't you let the woman speak?" And everyone went,
"Yeah!" It's like, nice.
I slammed him, mate. So there was, he had. So I reckon it went. Yeah, I reckon probably cowboy hat had the biggest crowd. Nation of Islam number two, imam number three. I reckon. Then we had sort of. Then it was just a. Everyone was mooching around, and there was that guy.
Who was the worst? Who was some terrible?
Definitely the worst was the fat bloke. As Trev gave him the nickname. He was a very sort of rotund man.
Yeah. What was he talking about?
Well, he had a weird. What was his hat? It was.
Yeah, he did have a hat, didn't he? What the fuck was
it?
His hat?
I can't remember. It was like a trilby, but it was a bad trilby. His head was way too big for the shape of hat he'd chosen.
I couldn't hear him. I don't know what the fuck he was on about generally, whether he was for obesity or against it.
He was. I listened for a bit, and the maximum he ever had listened to him was two people.
All right.
And sometimes they'd tap out, and he'd had no one for a bit.
And what's he saying?
He was talking about how he was actually saying that he was saying you should be able to call fat people fat. Like, you should be able to use fat to them as a description. So he said the problem we've got is we've managed to make fat a criticism, rather than actually it's just a word. He says, he goes, I am fat. If you say to me, you are fat, that's like me saying you've got brown hair or something like that.
Yeah, sure.
So to him, he was saying about reclaiming the word fat.
Okay.
But the thing is, he had zero charisma.
He probably went on an eating binge after that, didn't he?
from the numbers.
Couldn't get any numbers.
Couldn't help notice that out of there was probably six main speakers we saw, and there was a couple of others pitching up as well when we left. They were all blokes. it's quite a funny thing that I walked away thinking, fucking men have got opinions, don't they?
Yeah, they have, yeah.
We love to shout our opinions.
If women want to do it, they can fucking do it, but I don't think women have the knees.
I think they're also just like...
Most women I know just can't think of anything worse than going...
Standing on a stepladder
and expecting people to listen to their opinions.
I'm probably along that line as well. I prefer having debates, but Carl's pretty tolerant, we disagree.
Yeah.
We tolerate... Yeah, he's tolerant. I'm reasonably tolerant, but other people aren't. They're nasty and name-calling fuckwits. Yeah. I don't know if I can want to be subject
to... The irony name-calling fuckwit.
Yeah, but they started it. I mean, I'm defending.
They started it in your imaginary.
I'm fucking on the defence.
All right, but did you enjoy it?
Yes, I did enjoy it. Yeah.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So, Trev, this is your poem about Speaker's Corner.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. Hyde Park, where people come to speak, to vent their inner feelings each and every week. What motivates them to stand and speak their minds? Is it anger, with the truth so hard to find? Is it love or hatred slowly being unfurled? Are they deluded in their wish to change the world? Religious speakers offering to be our saviour, Christians and others of Islamic flavour, but I'm an atheist needing no salvation, firm in my belief that God is man's creation. Politics is also here, the right wing and the left, the well-informed and the bereft, the radical so full of scorn, the confused and the forlorn, all thinking they're answering the call, not realising their opinions mean nothing at all. It says something about the world in which we live, about the loss of liberty, like water through a sieve. And you know she's dead, and no one left to mourn her, with freedom of speech confined to a tiny corner.
Oh, I tell you what.
That was good.
That was a real poem.
That was a real poem. That really had a bit of weight.
That a bit. Yes. I could feel that was really passionate for
me. Yeah. I quite like that one. Some time ago, that poem's all right, but you know, I like that one.
That was a good one.
That was a good one. Yes. So I found it really fascinating. But I did. It's not what I expected. It was much more sort of. It almost felt like a fair or a market or something.
There's no refreshments there, is there? No
refreshments. I couldn't find any toilets nearby, and I couldn't find a bin.
I mean, London's very bladder unfriendly, isn't it? I was busting for a piss.
You had to go to McDonald's for 2 weeks.
Yeah, I went up and down that fucking street looking for a toilet. Then I'd go to McDonald's.
But McDonald's always good for a piss.
Yeah, McDonald's is really good for a piss, isn't it?
When you were on the bus and you get off, where's your main, where are your like top tips for a piss? McDonald's?
I'll go anywhere. I told you I went to the gym. I was busting for a piss. I was going to meet my ex-girlfriend. Bobby, she's in London.
Yeah.
So we're going to go to the Jewish Museum, you know, because she found out she's Jewish. I just fucking found out.
She found out she was Jewish?
Yeah, she just found out.
How did she not know this before?
I don't know. She'd never mentioned it. She'd never found out I'm Jewish.
So what was it? One of her parents is Jewish? Is it passed down through?
It's passed down through
mother.
Is it really?
Mother.
The mother's can.
Yeah, the mother was Jewish.
Right.
And she.
But didn't tell her. Never told her she was Jewish.
No, never told her.
Secretly Jewish.
Anyway, she went to the Jewish Museum, just had a fucking look around, you know, usual stuff. And then.
What sort of stuff is in there?
Religious, very
many
ornate.
Jewish
a lot of gold, a lot of gold and silver stuff, you know what I mean? Like fucking. I mean, beautifully, artistic, religious. Yeah. Not relics so much, but I mean, from inside a synagogue, is it? And some kind of religious altar and. Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, I couldn't wait to get the fuck out.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's the thing. I suppose if it was religious sort of stuff, you wouldn't go into a church, would you? So you would you go into a synagogue?
Yeah, is there
a level of? So obviously you avoid churches like the
plague. Yeah, I mean, this
but is there other religious buildings? Yeah, you would venture
this is in
into?
A secular environment. It's like in a museum.
Okay,
a bit like having an altar in fucking McDonald's. Yeah, but I mean, it wouldn't be that much of a threat to go fuckers. Yeah, take the edge off it.
Yeah, you're right.
So anyway, I was busting for piss on the way there, and I thought, where can I go? And then I saw a gym. I can use their toilets, but because you have to go through the styles and that shit. So I went in there and I told them I was going to be a member. Cause I'd like to have a look around. And I said, look, I'm really interested in joining. I made a big thing of it, like, how much is it a month? I just wanted to do fucking toilet.
You fully blagged it?
Yeah, I did. And then I asked about the gym, have you got free weights? Oh, I'll take you for a bit of a tour. And as soon as we get through the turnstile, I just said, where's your toilet? And then out of piss, I just fucked off.
That's the guy in the freeways area.
Yeah, it was very fucking elaborate. I felt a bit bad because they probably thought they'd got a member out of it. And I thought, I just need a piss. But I thought a bit sneaky of me, a bit fucking immoral.
No, it's fine, mate. Yeah. It's fine. It's
like, I mean, you could have just asked to use
the toilet.
Yeah, they should have fucking toilets everywhere, shouldn't they? Why is it so hard? What the fuck is it? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right, thanks, Trev. We'll see you next week.
Okay.
Well, that was episode 3.
Yes.
I enjoyed that.
I enjoyed it as well.
As always. Yeah. I actually really liked this poem. It's very
passionate. It was a very passionate poem. It had a real heart and meaning to it.
I also liked to hear that he had to go on a gym tour to take a piss. This is a very Trev story.
Yes.
Otherwise, next week we'll be back with a whole new task.
Whole new task. Get in touch. Give us some ratings.
Ratings is the word.
On iTunes.
And at Babysitting Trevor or at Babysitting Trev Instagram.
Tell your friends.
Twitter.
Tell your friends.
Download the podcast. Bye.
Bye.
Babysitting Trevor is a .. production hosted by Carl Donnelly, Chris Martin and Trevor Crook and is produced by Joel Porter.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices?
And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.